Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As the war on terror continues in its 10th year, Pepperdine University professor of public policy Robert Kaufman discusses the need for a boost in the U.S. missile defense.
As the nuclear danger in Iran gathers and the capacity to deliver ballistic missiles proliferates, the United States needs to accelerate its ballistic missile defense program to defend the American homeland, to protect American military forces in the field, and to defend America's allies. The Obama administration's plans for ballistic missile defense have some positive features, such as continuing the Bush administration's plans for countering short-range, medium-range, and intermediate-range ballistic missiles. Overall, however, the administration has underfunded missile defense and cut or curtailed key aspects of it. To protect the United States, our armed forces, and our allies from the mounting threats of ballistic missile attack, especially from rogue regimes such as Iran, Congress should immediately increase funding by $1 billion to the level that the Bush administration proposed, roughly $11 billion, which is less than 3% of a defense budget that is only 4% of the GDP. Moreover, the United States should aggressively pursue research and development, particularly on those technologies capable of destroying ballistic missiles in the boost phase, such as lasers and space-based interceptors. Missile defense is indeed a small price to pay for freedom insurance.
That was Pepperdine University's Robert Kaufman. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Gets high on